This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope you're ready for a good week. And no matter what's going on in your life, it can be a good week if God is at the center of it. It doesn't mean it'll be a fun, exciting week. But what it does mean is that you'll sense the presence of God with you this week, helping you in whatever you're facing and working through you in the lives of the people around you. Well, I want to talk with you this week about Jesus, the Word of God. In the book of Hebrews in the New Testament of the Bible, it starts off talking about Jesus like this. It says, "Long ago God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son." God has spoken to us by his Son. And you will remember that in the Gospel of John, when John introduces Jesus, he calls him the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Well, why does John call Jesus the Word, and what does Hebrews mean when it says God has spoken to us by his Son? Now, today I just want to think about this idea that God has spoken to us, that God speaks to us. What does that imply for us? What does that tell us? Well, it tells me, number one, you can encounter God. You can encounter God. I don't know if you've ever encountered God in your life before. I know I have. I can think of a number of times, especially when I was so aware of the presence of God, and those experiences have really had a big impact on my life. But the fact is, I encounter God every day of my life. As I start my day in prayer, as I expect him to be involved in my life, as I respond to what I know he's saying to me when I read his word, and then I see the reality of his involvement in my life. God is speaking to me in my life. That means that I am encountering the God of the universe, the one who created everything. I personally am encountering him, and you can encounter God too. This is why it's so important that you learn to spend time with God every day. It doesn't mean just saying by rote some prayer that you have memorized or something like that, or doing some traditional religious activity. Encountering God himself is a very personal thing. It means that you are coming to God, you're opening your Bible, you're saying, "God, meet with me in your word, the Bible. Speak to me through the Bible." You can encounter God in your life. Not only that, but you can know him personally. He speaks to you. You can know God personally. You can't only know that there is a God, or that God exists, or that God is involved in this world, or that there are some people who seem to know God. You yourself can know God personally. Now that is a breathtaking truth. It changes all of your life. It changes your life from just the mundane existence of trying to make it through to the next day to a relationship with the God of the universe. Well, life is never just ordinary after that. You don't just exist to exist. You have a purpose in life. God has reached into your life. God wants to speak to you. God wants to hear from you. Are you taking time each day to get to know God who is speaking to you? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.